Welcome back. Ashley Hart Factor 9213 Nigeria in Fern. Her input Harcourt. I'm Dio. 9 minutes going past 5 p.m. Discussions continue. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we're discussing next, borders on the APC state congresses, which are billed to hold across the country on Saturday. And there's been plenty of talk about these congresses. Remember, it all started from other congresses leading up to the state congresses, of course, which I believe will be followed by the national congresses. And, of course, other political parties, especially the major ones, holding similar congresses as well. But all eyes are on the APC's congresses. For understandably, it is the party with power at the centre, and no doubt it will be looking to do all within its power to retain power, while other parties no doubt are looking to snatch power from it. But even more concerning, especially to onlookers, and more especially to party members, is how this will impact on the several issues the party is dealing with at the moment. Take a look at the story from Nigerian Tribune, APC in make or break state congresses. Now, here's a bit of the story from the Tribune. As members of the ruling All Progressives Congress step out on Saturday for state congresses, their likely preoccupation will be how to achieve relative peace and stability towards retaining power in 2023. The ruling party has battled simmering internal conflict across board, necessitating series of troubleshooting interventions, including the setting up of reconciliation committees. The festering crises are also underscored by the stalemate in many states over the outcomes of the ward and local government congresses conducted so far. And the situation appears to have defied the logic behind the different appeal committees set up by APC top echelon to treat petitions and complaints arising from the conduct of those congresses. Now, the attendant uproar, threats and counter-threats persist, just as parallel structures subsist in some states as the APC gears up for Saturday's state congresses. And talking about some of the issues in some of the states for the APC in Lagos, there are supposed to be four factions within the ruling APC in the state in a quest to alter the status quo ante. Each of the camps fielding candidates for the chairmanship position of the party in Ekiti. Group leaders in Ekiti State said they would not take part in the process but proceed with court case instituted over the conduct of the ward and local government congresses. In Niger, a number of contestants in Niger State allegedly to have uncovered plot by some party stalwarts to impose their candidates at the Congress in Ogun. It is not unlikely that the Ogun State Chapter of APC will hold a parallel state Congress on Saturday. Faction loyal to former governor of the state, Senator Bukulam Osun, conducted ward and local congresses despite warning against parallel congresses. In Rivers, ahead of the weekend congresses, the party in Rivers has been again left divided, depleted by defections and leaving most observers confused as to what to expect from the party. In Sokoto, an APC chieftain in Sokoto State, Honorable Bello Danchadi, said members of the party in the state remain one big family. Danchadi, he's also the acting public secretary of the party in the state, is assured that just like the members did in the ward and local government congresses, they've agreed on a consensus arrangement in the state. However, a leader of a group within the party, Abdullahi Balarabi Salami, is said not to be on the same page with the former governor of the state and senator representing Sokoto South, Aliu Wamako. In Kwara, the general view being expressed by many in Kwara State is that it might require a state party chairman acceptable by all tendencies which formed the APC to consolidate presence in power in the state. And Plateau, Zamfara, Akwaibom, I could go on and on, really. It appears that the lot is not well within the party across the country. So, is the APC state congresses going to make or break the party nationally, and especially here in River State? These and other related matters we're discussing right now. Joining me via phone for this conversation is a former member of the River State House of Assembly, Honorable Golden Chioma, and a member of stalwart of the All Progressives Congress as well. Honorable Golden Chioma, good evening to you. You're welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening.
Now, with all that I reeled out just a while ago, there's several challenges beleaguering your party in different states across the country, and even at the national level, there might be certain issues there as well. We got Plateau, Zamfara, Akwa Ibom. I didn't read out the challenges over there. Even the ones I read out, I didn't give much details. Are you confident, being a member of the All Progressives Congress yourself, are you confident as your party goes into your state congresses this Saturday, are you confident that all is well and all will be well in the aftermath of the congresses across the country?
All is not well, but all will be well. If you are to right, River State APC division or problem is the oldest among all the other choirs they have reeled out. Now, I started sometime in 2018, and we have not had any state executives since 2018 till date. The all other states have had, those that were later dissolved, all have never had. We have had calls to get to the Supreme Court to make sure that our rights are being respected. As I speak to you now, you're also aware, and clearly so, that the RGA congresses and what congresses in these states have not been held. We have had calls to petition to the national executive of our party. And I just heard yesterday that a reconciliation committee has been set up to look into the states where we have problems, which we have tops the least. We are still hopeful that the party, in its wisdom, will be able to resolve all our problems, because ours is becoming lingering and perpetual, but we hope that the national executive of our party will be able to resolve all of it.
Honourable Gordon Chairman, please, just for clarity's sake, I'm not sure I heard you correctly, but did you say that ward and local government congresses did not hold in River State for your party?
Yes, I said so in clear terms, because we petitioned to the national executive of the party. People that bought for the ward congresses were denied participation. And we also are aware, without trying to rock the boat, that these persons had come to stage a peaceful demonstration at the party office when a committee from the national executive came to verify the claim. We don't have a problem with the party. We only have a problem with the exclusion attempts, which have always been done at every verge or any time the party seems to come together. There's always an attempt to exclude a great number of persons who are still loyal to the party. What are we saying right now? People bought forms to participate in the World Congress. They were denied. They were not given opportunity to so do. Now those people are still complaining. The party have heard about the complaint, and the party is doing something about it.
Okay. Now, it is said quite widely that there are two factions of the APC here in River State. It is said also that there is a faction that is loyal to the former governor, now minister, Chibuike Amaechi, and there's the faction also loyal to Senator Magnus Abe. If I may ask you, what faction do you belong to?
I'm a member of the APC, but if you want to ask who am I sympathetic to, I'm sympathetic to the senator, because he seems to be more responsive to the yearnings of party members. Yes, as a loyal party member, we have done all we should do to address the situations of the party. And we are expecting that the national executive of the party would do the needful. Yes, dates have been fixed for the congresses, but those congresses cannot be set to hold because of the problems already that emanated from these world congresses that were properly petitioned and fired within the party structure. The party have always said that we should explore within the party framework avenues to resolve disputes. And that's what we're doing, and we're doing it within the party army. We have done all the petitions, the party have acknowledged them, and have also set up committee. We believe fervently that the party, in its own time, will resolve them. It would be unfortunate for the party not to resolve them. 2023 is by the corner, and party politics has to do with numbers. The more we deplete our homes, which is already depleted, the more it will be difficult to win an election where people will vote. In 2014, we had a full house. But in 2021, our house is less than half. What we couldn't do with a full house in 2014, what are we going to do with a house less than half in 2023? That is what we should all have at the back of our minds and look for a way to resolve all our lingering disputes.
Also, just to be clear once again, Honorable Golden Chairman, you're saying that those who are of the Senator Magnus Abe camp of the APC in River State will be taking part in the state congresses. Am I right about that?
I didn't get you.
Are you saying that you are going to be taking part in the state congresses on Saturday?
No. I did say that for us to participate, we would need all our petitions, which are already validly filed in the party, to be resolved.
So can I take that to mean then that you personally and other members of the APC who are of the Senator Magnus Abe camp, as we speak, as of this very moment, will not be taking part in the state congresses on Saturday?
Today, where my calendar is Thursday.
Oh,
the
pardon
me. The party is still doing things that will make sure things are resolved before Saturday. I cannot in any way or manner stampede the party. And the most important thing is we're expecting the party to resolve all the disputes.
So if these issues are not resolved to your liking, you will not take part in the congresses?
Not to my liking. To the liking of all reasonable men. If a man has petitioned that certain things that are fundamental have not been done, would it be necessary to have a match? The answer would be no.
Okay, I'd like to rephrase that question. So, considering the current status quo, if we are to go by the current status of things within your party in River State here and at the national level, as we speak, as of this very moment, if things remain the way they are this very moment, you and members of your faction of the party in River State would not take part in your state congresses?
Yes, let me answer. Yesterday, the party set up a committee, and that committee has a responsibility to resolve all disputes before the state congress. They were sworn in as of last yesterday evening. I'm also aware that consultations are going on in the entire federation. And as I speak with you, party politics has to do with consultations. And if you're also aware that the party did say that all party offices should be resolved by what we call consensus. And I speak to you right now, no party meeting has been held or called to explore that. So we are saying that there are cardinal issues that must be explored before the Congress.
Chairman, please hold the thought. We have to go for a quick commercial break right now. Welcome back to the Hard Factor 91.3 Nigeria. In phone here in Bonhakert, I'm Dio. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. APC in Make or Break State Congress. My guest is joining me via phone once again, Honorable Golden Chairman, former member of River State House of Assembly. Honorable Chairman, you're welcome once again.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Question for you. Are you contesting for any position as far as your state congresses are concerned?
Come again, I didn't get you.
Are you contesting for any position in your party structure as far as in your slated state congresses?
Yes, I'm about to form for the position of the chairman because I believe I'm fit and proper to help in the party win elections.
So you are taking part in the congresses then?
Yes, I'm taking part in the party congresses based on the fact that issues have not been resolved till now, so we're waiting for it to be resolved. We cannot, or I cannot, get into a contest where issues are not resolved. I'm aware that some of my supporters have petitioned the National Executive, and the National Executive sent a committee which I had the opportunity of also interfacing with them. And the committee made their findings to the National Executive of the party. Pending those actions, we're still hopeful that the party will be able to resolve them, because people bought forms for the World Congresses. People were given forms based on the Supreme Court judgment of Ibrahim Omar and Co. And those same people were not given the opportunity to participate in the so-called congresses. Now, the party that has said that it will resolve those issues with a consensus arrangement have not been able to so do as I speak to you.
Honorable Chairman, you said earlier that as far as you're concerned, the World Congresses of your party did not hold in River State. You also said as far as you're concerned, the local government congresses did not hold as well. So what exactly is it that you want to see happen and members of your faction of the party that would make you wholeheartedly go into these state congresses if, as far as you're concerned, ward and local government congresses did not take place?
Yes. Just as I just said, there are petitions before the national officers or national secretary of our party, and those petitions have made the party set up committees, and those committees are working already. I have the implicit confidence that those committees would come up with issues that resolve all the problems. You are also aware that the party is saying that they must get candidates based on consensus, that all parties or all factions of the party should be consulted and meet to be part of it. Will it be possible in our state for us to go into a full-blown election when our house is in disarray?
What would be the resolution that would be accepted by the Magnus Abe camp of the party in the state?
No. When you say what would be, I don't think you're being fair. What we're expecting to see here is that people petitioned. Those who petitioned, coincidentally, most of them support Magnus Abe. Now, what have they been able to say in their petitions? What are they complaining about? Sometime in 2018, some part of those same people went back to court, and the court said they should be given opportunity to contest the election. Those same people came in 2021, and the party did say give them forms. Those forms were not given. Are we saying that those people are not Nigerian? Why am I saying that? And I also want to explain to you, our party, the All Progressives Congress, would be united and would have the opportunity to contest elections in River State, and we would win elections in River State. But we can only do that when all interest is being resolved fairly and equitably in the most honorable means and manner. As I speak to you right now, the party is in faction. A house divided among itself cannot do anything. Anybody may want to claim that nobody is, we don't have the strength, we don't have the means, we don't have the power, but I want to assure all of them, when we continue to remain with this faction as our mantra, our house cannot be united, and we cannot win the opposition. We have lost all elections since 2018. It would be funny for anybody to claim that the APC, as it presently is, being led by those who are leading it, that we can win any election, given the fact that the opposition in our state is consolidating. And let me also remind you, the opposition is poaching our best hand to their own side. And we're clapping our hands and saying that they do not matter. And I begin to wonder, if they were not as strong as we now claim they are when they moved over to the opposition, why were we celebrating them? Why were they elders? Why were they stakeholders in our party? I do not want to call them or say anything, but I ask the party to give me the opportunity to resolve all this dispute. But before then, we must be frank with ourselves. Our party has lost great hands, men of stature, to the opposition. And if we continue this attitude of nothing is important, nobody is important, I'm just one person's interest is more important than every other interest in the party, we may end up
Oh, Honourable Chairman, you said you picked up a form. You are contesting the position of chairmanship of a party in Rivers. Did you have any issues or were there any challenges with you picking up a form and other members of your faction picking up forms for the state congresses?
Yes, to refer to you, no. Picking up a form doesn't change anything. When you hammer has already been done, when somebody has dug the trenches already, a trench you didn't dig and do for military warfare, it would be unfair for you to use it because you may not understand where the bullets will come from. But that is not even the issue. Yes, people got forms without any hindrance for the state. Why did they allow that? Because they know, as politicians we all know, that the major reason is the World Congress. Delegates emanate from World and State Congress, LGA Congresses, to vote for the state congresses. If a man has already taken the list for the LGA and manipulated it, I also did that for the World Congresses, he will go home laughing because he believes that those he has written their names or those produced for the so-called congresses will do his bidding. But we are saying as Democrats that it will not happen. But those World Congresses, those LGA Congresses, would be revisited. Issues must be tailored for all interests.
My confusion here is your state congresses are just 2 days away. What could possibly happen between now and Saturday that will correct your misgivings with the world and local government congresses?
Yes, let me talk to you. As politicians, everything is possible for two reasons. The party had said, in very clear terms, in letters, whichever way is aware of, that candidates should be gotten based on consensus. What does that mean? That party leaders, party interests, should be put in the front burner. Members of the party should be able to resolve among themselves to produce candidates for the party offices. And if a meeting is called in furtherance of the party directives, such issues will be resolved. If you look at the constitution of the APC, they said candidates could be gotten on consensus. The national executive of our party, in his wisdom, said all offices should be filled with consensus. So what we are asking and what we demand that the party should be made to be responsive by acting within the dictates of the national secretary of the party. A meeting should be called of all interest, and all issues should be put on the table to resolve our lingering problem.
Pardon me, we would have to wrap up the conversation on this note. I've just been informed that I do have to attend to other matters right now. We've been talking about the APC's State Congress coming up on Saturday across the nation. My guest has been Honourable Golden Chima, former member, River State House of Assembly. Honourable Golden Chima, many thanks for your time. Wish you and the party the very best.
Thank you very much.